This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
I've been better, Gio.
Oh, what's wrong now?
First of all, my earpiece sucks.
Oh, no. And there's nobody there to fix it.
There's nobody here to fix it. And, you know, I can't hear anything. I'll let Eddie work on it. And he doesn't have anything to do today. So I can hear it through the little thing here. But anyway, it's like everything else. We all got issues. We all got problems. We all got things we got to deal with. I was just putting a note together for myself, and it includes 15 notes of what has gone on for the last 7 days at my house in Plano. And with the loss of power and no power still to this day, the sequence of events that has taken place over the last 7 days has been remarkable and frustrating all at once. And I'm like everybody else. Like, we all have a story, right? And I was listening to the news last night coming into the city, because I had to spend the night in the city because my house is basically falling apart in front of my eyes.
Wait. When you say that, how facetious are you being? Is it like Rachel Ray's house that burned to the ground yesterday?
Let's just put it this way. Last night at 9:15, I get a frantic call from my son, who happens to be in New Hampshire. Mm. And he says, "Dad, the fire department's in the driveway and they're at our house." And I'm like, and I'm like, "Are you kidding me? And why are you calling me from New Hampshire?" Well, he says, "Because the neighbor can't get a hold of you." And I said, "Well, I'm trying to go to bed. I got to work tomorrow morning." And So I called the neighbor, who is thankfully in the middle of all this. But the neighbor tells my son that he smells smoke. And the smoke that my neighbor ended up smelling was the exhaust from the fire engines.
Wait a second. Why'd the fire engine show up, though? That doesn't make any sense from a timeline standpoint.
Wait a minute. Just so you understand, this all started last Monday. And last Monday, I was redoing the technology in the house so I could do the show from the house.
Gotcha.
Yep. I was trying to increase the bandwidth. I was, working with Audio Interiors, making sure everything was right. So they got everything right on Monday. Tuesday, they come back. They're going to get the whole thing set up. They're having problems with the phone system, and so I got to get the phone system guy over there with the Audio Interiors guys over there, and they got to work this thing out. They finally got it worked out. We're ready to flip the switch and test it, and I'm watching the Islander game, by the way. And right at that moment, as we flip the switch to test the whole thing, Isaias just knocks the power out, and I don't see Matt's goal. I don't see the lights going on, and so I have to go outside and I have to check the generator, because I'm a big generator guy. I've always told you that, right?
Of course, yes. And we understand the generator ended up not firing up. You had to get a technician over there. It took a couple days because there was a piece that was missing. It was a whole disaster with the generator. So you, Mr. Preparation, was in this particular situation. There were other factors that were messing around with you. Yeah.
Right. So I have this Briggs & Stratton generator that supposedly could fire up the whole neighborhood if I needed it to, right? Mm-hmm. So this thing doesn't start. So then I have to get the guy in the middle of the storm to come over and look at this. He's got the thing apart. He's looking at everything. He's on the phone with Briggs & Stratton, and they find out that they don't have the right ECU unit, whatever the hell that goddamn thing is. And
nod. You're like, it's always the ECU. That's what I do when someone says, "Oh yeah, it's the ECU unit." I'm like, "Oh yeah, of course." You know what?
No,
I figured
No, what he says to me, he goes, "Man, I've never seen this before." I'm like, what?
Of course.
You've never seen this before, of course. So Vin, the guy that came through the down power lines when John was out there with the chainsaw. Remember I told you that story?
Yes.
That was the
John
guy that came through the chainsaw. Hey, Vin, John. Hey, Vinny, how you doing? All right, everybody's
hey,
good.
Hey, Boomer, I played at Friends Academy. Yeah,
right, that whole thing. Yep. So he comes over in the midst of the storm. Now, meanwhile, the guy that put the generator in, you know, he comes over before the generator guy comes in and goes, well, I think it's the battery. So they put a battery in. It's not the battery. It's the CC unit. So then the other electrician comes back and he hooks up a temporary generator to the house that works for 10 hours on 8.5 gallons of gas. So through this whole week, back and forth, and I had to save the breast milk. You know, that was important.
That's right.
That stuff is liquid gold, so you got to make sure, liquid platinum, actually. Mm. And you got to make sure you save that. So I got that out of the freezer, and now I have it in another freezer that's good. It's all good, right? So so basically, really what ends up happening, I'm going back and forth this whole thing all weekend long. And then on Sunday, yesterday, as I'm getting ready, I'm actually going to go play hockey, believe it or not. I'm going to go play hockey.
Wow.
I'm going to go skate. It's going to be great. It's going to be the first skate since last February. And as I walk through my office, I'm stepping in like 2 inches of water. And I'm like, what the hell is this now? And I look up in the foyer, and there is a ginormous leak coming from the upstairs bathroom for some reason, coming through the ceiling of the foyer.
You need me to call Bathfitter for you?
No, maybe you might have to. But so now I call the plumber that I work with. Where is he? He's over in Fire Island on vacation.
Good for him.
Everybody deserves a vacation, especially this crap always happens on a Sunday. You know that. This is how this works.
Oh, yeah.
So I call him, and he's like, well, let me see if I can call one of my guys. One of his guys is out riding a bike, so I'm good with that. That guy calls me back. He walks me through the whole thing. I had to turn the water off to the house. All right, so keep going. Now I got to call a remediation company to come over and get all the water out of the basement on the second floor and everything else. So I call Cura. They always come over. Guy comes over really quick. Guy's from Babylon, Gio. You would have been proud of this guy. This guy was a beast.
Awesome.
He was by himself.
Probably
big van.
Big hands.
Every freaking, he's got blowers. He's got dehumidifiers. He's got
vacuums. All built from scratch himself.
I mean, this guy is like a stocky sun gun. He's going to come in there, and he assesses the whole thing. He goes, I got this, Boomer. Don't worry about it. So 2 hours later, this guy is on his ladder in my foyer punching the ceiling so he can rip out all the plaster and all the drywall. And he's ripping all this stuff out and everything else. Now, meanwhile, my fire alarm's going off in the house. Okay, I have no power. The water shut off. The fire alarm's going off. And I call the fire alarm company, and I tell the guy, hey, Alan, this damn thing's going off. And I sent him a video of what the hell's going on. He goes, I'll reset it. Don't worry about it. I said, well, can you turn it off? No, I'll just reset it. So he resets it. So now I got the generator going. I got the fans going. I got the dehumidifiers going. And it's the moment we plug in the dehumidifier, off goes the generator because it can't handle the power surge. And then off goes all any lights and everything else. So all of that crap ends up happening. So then I have to deplug or unplug the dehumidifiers, keep the fans going, of course. And I call my initial electrician. I said, what do I do? I got to leave. I can't stay here tonight. I got to go in the city. I got to work tomorrow morning and everything else, blah, 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 blah. He goes, well, you should turn it off. But he didn't get back to me until an hour later.
Oh, when you were already gone.
So I was already on my way into the city, so I left it on. I mean, the thing's got a 10-hour thing, 10-hour time thing, and I needed the fridge to stay on.
Right.
So 9:30 last night, I get a call, frantic call from Gunner, that the fire department's at our house. The neighbor called him up in New Hampshire. He called me. I called my neighbor. I smell smoke. There's no smoke. The fire department breaks the window, goes into the house.
I got a broken window.
The fire department. And now I'm pissed. And now I got a meeting of the minds at the house today at 11:30. And
who's involved in this meeting of the minds?
I can't wait to hear this. I got a plumber. I got two electricians.
Okay.
I got the alarm guy. I got a general contractor.
Jesus.
I got a insurance adjuster.
The neighbor's got to be there, too.
Because he smelled smoke.
Right.
But he smelled smoke from the truck, not from the house. And you have to remember that, you know, and I told you, unfortunately, at the top of my street, there was a house that did have a smoke fire.
Well, yeah, but everybody's high alert, so
that's right. And I don't know, and I still, at this point, really don't know whether or not the electricity is on. It's been off, so. And I know, look, the PSE&G people, they're working their asses off. They get like 5,000 people out there working 16 hours a day. And this is Long Island. If you live in Long Island, we all deal with this all the time. It happens all the time. We have overgrown trees. We have, 15-foot-high wires that are going to just get ripped down. And, it's just they can't get to everybody all at once. That's the problem. So at the end of the day, you know, for me anyway, it was just a crap weekend. The Mets won, too. I was happy about that because I knew you'd be back on the bandwagon this morning.
Not quite.
The Yankees have Stanton gets hurt. I lose that bet on top of everything.
Right.
I don't get to play hockey. I'm pissed off. I got phone calls coming left and right. Everybody's on vacation. Nobody's doing anything. And right now I'm about ready to have a freaking nervous breakdown. Other than that,
yeah.
I'm doing great.
Right. No, I can actually commiserate with you. There's a lot of problems at once. It's something that we have been dealing with here. And the fact that you don't have power all the way to this morning is completely nuts. I cannot believe that you still don't have power. But you're doing everything you need to do, and you're leaning on people, and that's what you need to do. You got to have everybody together. The meeting of the minds at the house is a genius idea. Get everybody communicating face to face.
What is going on here?
That is right. What is going on here? I got electrician flipping buttons off, hooking other things up. This guy Vinny's searching around for an ECU unit. He can't find a Briggs & Stratton. Can't find a goddamn ECU unit. I mean, it's that pathetic. I mean, yeah. I know we're in the midst of a pandemic, but Jesus God, right. You would think that an ECU unit would be laying around somewhere.
So you come in this morning and your earpiece doesn't work on top of it.
On top of all of that.
And it's always that last thing that puts you over the top. The thing that by itself is not that much of an issue. But then when it happens on top of everything else, then you're completely screwed.
Well, the point being is I just want everybody out there to know that, number one, this guy from Cure came from Babylon. Right. And I asked him, I said, what were you going to be doing today? He goes, well, you know, my wife was making a pot roast. My granddaughter was coming over, you know, my family. I'm like, oh, God, I feel like crap. Now I'm going to have to give him a big tip. You know, but this guy, I mean, Gio, it made me proud to be from East Islip. You know, just knowing that this guy came over and did what he did and did how he did it. He was an animal. And he is the only, well, Vinny tried to be an animal the day of the storm because he had that freaking generator apart. Like you couldn't believe. He got pieces all over the freaking place. He's got his computer hooked up to it. We're outside. There's wind. There's rain. And this guy, this some bitch is out there trying to fix this whole thing. And he couldn't do that. And then it was the part situation with Briggs & Stratton. They suck. I should have put a Kohler in right from the beginning. You know,
you gave me a Duramax, by the way.
But the Duramax is what I have now running, or what I had. Because the fire department had to turn it off, you know, after they busted my window to get into the house. So I got all my neighbors are walking through my house last night.
You're going to get all sorts of bugs in there now, too.
I mean, they busted bugs. That I'm going to have wasps in the house and everything. Oh. It's just going to be a pain in the ass.
Raccoons are going to be climbing in there, going through your fridge.
And plus the fans are off. And, I had water damage on the wood floors. And you need the fans in the... you need the dehumidifiers going. That was a waste of time. So they didn't even go last night. I mean, you know, just this one thing after the next. It's unbelievable.
Yeah. I mean, and when you're in it like that, you're in it, man. It seems like it never ends. You're just thinking, what's the next problem? It's brutal. I mean, there's still things that I'm dealing with. For some reason, the garage door after the power went out does not want to go back on. There were shingles that flew off of my house, so now I'm afraid that the rain is going to go through the roof. So today I got to call a shingle guy, and I got to call a garage door guy, and hopefully they're both from Babylon like your guy was. And then on top of that, I got to get my other car towed out of the driveway because the battery's dead, and I put that on hold because we had Gina's birthday over the weekend. I said I just got to try to enjoy myself for a couple days. We'll have a nice couple days together, and then I'll get back to fixing all the other problems that are around the house. So that's what's going on, man. It sucks.
It's unbelievable.
Brutal.
And I know that everybody else has got a story, and everybody else has got problems. There are other people with worse problems than mine. But the series of events that led
they're all going to call today. by the way. Now that you told it, you know, you think you have it bad.
Right, exactly. I know.
I'm holding my left leg in my hand right now, and it's no longer attached to my body.
I told you, I got neighbors that got 75-foot trees down right in their front yards. Luckily, it didn't hit their houses. Their houses were back off the street, but... So they're still dealing with that crap as well. And everybody's dealing with something. I know that. But I was just like, I figured that, you know, America should know that, you know, that it doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter where you live. Inevitably, you're going to run into these problems. So I'm trying to keep it as real as I possibly can. But I'm going to have literally a huddle in front of my house at around 11:30 today.
Well, that's great. And that's what you need to do. I mean, that's step one in repairing this process. At least the baby is out of that house.
Oh, my God, yes.
Imagine that. I mean, that's the first thing you got to do. That's the first thing when my power went out, you spring into action. All right, I got to get all these living things that can't fend for themselves, all into different places, you know, the old dogs and then the 2.5-year-old and everything. We get them into safe places, and then I'll deal with everything else. But, you know, these are the times that you wish that you had, and me and you are very similar with this, you wish that you had that handyman gene in you where you could just fix most of this stuff on your own and it's not a problem. Because then you're relying on, you have to have basically a meeting in front of your house today with 7 different guys, and then the communication's a disaster. You wish you could do some of that stuff yourself, but still, I mean, I'm not going to learn. I refuse to learn. I get too frustrated. I lean on people. You're the same way. It's too late now to learn how to do these things. And then when you're in a situation like this where you feel like, you know, you could fix the generator, you could fix the smoke alarm, you could do all these things, you can't. It's just, it's the worst feeling when you feel helpless and you got to call a guy out from Babylon in the middle of his Sunday dinner to come over and punch holes through your ceiling.
And then, right. And then meantime, you know, you got to contact your insurance adjuster too. And in the middle of all this crap, and they got to meet that guy today too. But, you know, the point being is like, these guys aren't doing it for free, by the way.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, they're all getting paid, you know, and the original guy to put the generator in, he got paid nicely.
Yeah, they all do. Yeah,
everybody gets paid. You know, I'm not over here saying that people aren't getting paid. I'm just over here going, you know, what the hell are you people doing? You know, it's not their fault, really. I mean, because this all started with the power surge. You know, I shouldn't be in this studio. I shouldn't be here. I shouldn't be in New York. I want to be home. But unfortunately, that has not worked out for me. Because I was trying to do all the right things, trying to, you know, make everything, you know, right and all that other crap. And then... You know, and then this happens, and, you know, I get a chance to watch the Met games, and the Mets, you know, won 2 in a row, and DeGrom didn't have his great stuff yesterday. That pissed me off because I was looking forward to him throwing a no-hitter yesterday.
Blister issues. Got a reason for it. Yeah, blister. Well, I mean, at least think about the positive side of things. Think about the glass half full. You get to spend a couple of nights in beautiful New York City, which not a lot of people get to do. I mean, it's such a wonderful place to be, especially in August. During a pandemic with the crime levels where they are. I mean, you know, I'm sort of a little bit jealous that you get to spend a couple nights in there. So really try to take advantage of all the things that are out there, like sit in the middle of 6th Avenue to have lunch next to a heroin addict. That's something you can do if you're thinking about what can I do to kill an afternoon. I know you have to be back to your house to meet with all these people, but there's you know, you can ride the subway. You know, just up and down, just to kill some time. You should just get on that little germ box and have a good time. So there's things you can do. So just to try to take advantage of a wonderful, beautiful New York City in the state that it's in now, and maybe that'll put a smile on your face.
And I get to spend time with Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie's back.
I haven't seen Eddie since March.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Because when you came into the studio, he was off.
That's right.
Yeah. How's he looking?
He looks good. He looks fine. Yeah. Looks like Eddie.
Yeah. Yeah. I just figured, I don't know, if you gain weight, lost weight. Everybody's either gained weight or lost weight during this thing.
So, you know, my whole point about this thing is I'm not a victim or all that crap. I'm just saying it's a victim of circumstance, and everybody else who's dealing with what I'm dealing with, I can truly appreciate how frustrating it is.
Okay. Very good. Well, I'm hoping for the best today. Today is step one in recovery. All right?
Right.
Step one in getting things back together And I know today you're going to be on the phone. I could just tell already. I already see you texting and emailing this morning. I'm already watching you through Zoom. I will understand. I get it. I've had those mornings where I'm getting all sorts of crap and people forget that you're doing a show and they don't even care and they're trying to get to you as soon as possible because things need to get fixed. So I'm here for you. Whatever support you need from us,
right,
we will be here for you as you get all these problems fixed.
You know why I ended up getting a Briggs & Stratton in the first place?
Made in America?
Yeah, well, that and, you know, that was the engine that I had on my mini bike when I was a kid.
That was my go-kart engine, too, when I was a kid.
Yeah, right. Everybody has, like, a Briggs & Stratton. So I figured, okay, I'll get a Briggs & Stratton. Oh, we can't find an ECU. You know, come on, what are you people? Right. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, up yours. Going to Duramax now for the rest of the time.
I don't know. Kohler, maybe.
Yeah. Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Give you all the details of what happened over the weekend in the world of sports. With CeeLo coming up in just a couple minutes.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.